Oh, I just had a bug fly right into my mouth.
This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Today I've got Kevin Tomlinson, the public face of the ever-mysterious Draft to Digital, the other distributor you might have heard of besides Smashwords, you know, the one that actually pays regularly instead of every quarter. I loved Smashwords for years, and then Draft to Digital came along, and I use them both, but I've been very impressed with how D2D does their thing. So, he's on to tell us a bit about the company.
Hey, and if we're mysterious, I may not be doing my job properly.
Well, you're only one man, and it's a big world.
It's exactly right. There are a lot of authors out there for us to reach out to. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming on. So tell us a bit about the platform, its history, what you guys are up to, that kind of thing.
Well, first off, we were founded way back in the ancient days of 2012. We, you know, we were founded by an author who was out there looking for ways to get his work out there to a willing audience. He wasn't all that pleased with what was available. And he had a lot of friends who were in the software community. So he gathered some together, a couple of them at least, and they built what was the first stirrings of Draft to Digital. But to kind of sum up what we are, Draft to Digital, its primary business is it's an aggregator for distribution channels like iBooks, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, that sort of thing. And so you can upload your manuscript, and we have tools that'll convert that manuscript for free, distribute it to all these other channels for free, and you can actually use some of our other tools like Universal Book Links and that sort of thing to help promote your work. We actually don't charge anything for anything we do. We take a 10% cut of royalties off the cover price of the book when your book sells. So that's the only way we make any money. Beyond that, it's kind of interesting because we're more than almost anything, we're a software company that's oriented around helping indie authors is the way it kind of works out. So
nice. And I don't know if you knew this, but I've discovered that the Universal Book Links pass muster in all the stores. So I now only have to prepare one edition of my ebook instead of five, which is lovely.
That was one of the points of the whole thing. We want, you know, the ebook that we produce should be able to go to any store, including Amazon. We test these mm-hmm. books on every single device that's out there. Okay. And, you can kind of count on the fact that it's going to work. That's one of the things that was sort of a must from the beginning, but then the Universal Book Links make it possible for you to just use a single solitary link to send readers to every one of those stores, so that you don't have to do 1,000 different, links in your email, for example. I used to sort of compile. Actually, I started using the trick of, sending everybody to a landing page from my emails so that I could put all the various vendors on the page. And that just frustrated some people and I'd lose readers. So the Universal Book Links make it so that I can put mm-hmm. that link directly in the email and they can choose the store they want directly from that link. And life is good for everybody. So that's what we're trying to do. I mean, if anything sums up what Draft to Digital is, it's that idea, is how simple can we make it for authors to get their books in the hands of readers. So that's what we are.
Nice. I haven't actually used your mastering program yet because we've got an in-house style that we stick to, but the rest of what he's saying I can attest to. They're very, very easy to work with. I even got someone on the phone when I called asking questions.
You always will. You always will. We have our customer support team is right there. They're in Oklahoma City, right alongside most of the other people who work for us, and you get real live humans when you call, which is not that ordinary. When you reach out to almost anyone else, you mm-hmm. might get someone in house, but the chances are you're going to get a service that they use, and they can't really do anything to help you except pass along your message to someone who can, who will be typically backlogged with mm-hmm. A few thousand other requests. So we have some in-house people who, this is what they do. Like, one of the things that attracted me to these guys in the first place was they employ people who know what they're doing when it, in terms of formatting, in terms of dealing with the vendors, for example. You know, these people know how to reach out to the mm-hmm. right people to solve a problem, or to, you know, sometimes to even boost, you know, offer promotions or things like that. I mean, we have all that. When you go sort of like line by line on paper and compare aggregators, they're all going to be essentially the same. So the way we chose to differentiate mm-hmm. ourselves is to think of every possible way we can make life easier for the author and just customer service that thing to pieces. So
nice. So when are you guys going to get into audiobooks?
Well, let me tell you, there's so much I would love to say about that I cannot say. Let's just leave it right there.
Fair enough.
I can't say anything on that yet, just yet, but I can tell you for certain that is something we're working on, because audiobooks are a big deal for the authors. So that's as much as I'm capable of saying. Okay.
You're also a novelist. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and also you've got a podcast for writers
I
as
do.
Well.
Yeah.
So I always encourage my audience to not listen just to me, so tell us about.
Well, okay, on the author front, I've actually been doing this. I published officially in 2008. I was one of the early guys. I've been writing professionally since I was 12 years old, so that's been going on in my life for quite a while, but the publishing side didn't start until 2008. Primarily, I wrote science fiction and fantasy when I first started, and a couple of years ago now, my good friend Nick Thacker, who's also a co-host with me on another podcast, dared me on air to write a thriller, which was his genre. And so I did. And I kind of made it sort of an inside joke. The first book was called The Quelo Medallion, which is difficult for people to pronounce, and, you know, not a wise choice, I think, in some regards. But it makes it sound very sexy and mysterious. And it's actually named for Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist. And my protagonist is Dan Kotler, who's named for Dan Brown, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember the guy's first name, but his last name is Kotler, and he's an author. So that was nice. Kind of, you know, it's filled with that sort of thing, right? But the great twists and ironies of the universe, it's always going to work out this way. The big joke book that I write turns out to be a bestseller, and people love it. They love the style of it. They love the characters, because he's got a partner named Roland Denzel. It's been a fun ride since then. So I'm tapering off on some of my other work. I'm still a cross genre writer, but I'm writing a lot more thrillers. And as soon as I'm actually wrapping up a YA fantasy series that I've had running for a little while, I'm wrapping up with the final book now. Once that's done, I'm probably going to concentrate on thrillers for quite a while, because they make me quite a bit of money. And what can I say? I mean, I enjoy that. So you asked about the podcasts. And so at a given time, I was the host or co-host of at least five at a given time. I've started kind of culling them down, because, as you know, they take a while. And they take some time. But my show is the Wordslinger podcast, which has been fairly popular. It's got a nice sizable audience, and, you know, people come back to it each week. I've enjoyed some success with it. And, it's not just specifically a writer's podcast, because it's about the story of my guest. I interview a lot of authors and a lot of people in the publishing industry. But I also interview, you know, guys who, one guy in particular is 70 years old and has a fitness business, and he's trying to get people to be more active. And I interviewed guys who make green technology for homes. And,
nice.
You know, so there's an interest in people and careers. I've always had this, and I've always wanted to share it. And the podcast became a natural outlet for that. And then I do a couple of other podcasts that are more you know, writing centered. I do Creative Writing Careers alongside Justin Sloan and Stefan Bugay. Stefan used to be with Pixar. Justin was with he's done a couple of different game companies. And so we talk about writing, creative writing as a career, regardless of what you're after. You want to be a novelist, a game writer, a film writer. We talk about all aspects of that. And then, of course, I did Self-Publishing Answers with Nick and also Justin, Nick Thacker and Justin Sloan. And I've co-hosted a few other shows, 8 Questions, which is put on by the guys from Self-Publishing Podcast. I did that one for a while. So there's been a lot of podcast has become a huge part of my career, and I'm grateful for all the opportunities that have come out of it. My gig with Draft to Digital came out of podcasting, so it's been a remarkable boost to my career. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that'll about do it. But thanks for coming on, and anyone who's not with Draft to Digital yet, you really should. They hit channels that you can't get to anywhere else without a lot of legwork, which is a pain in the ass. And they do pay promptly and reliably, which is a wonderful thing in this world.
And we are growing those channels too, by the way. Fantastic. We're going to add more.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
All right.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.